재미와 지식의 오디오 라이프. 팟빵!
Everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding areas. You are hanging out with me, Kayla, and we are taking a look at some headlines on this day in history. Now, today it is finally the weekend. It is Saturday, August 1st. 2020. 네, 오늘은 2020년 8월 1일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요? Well, let's take a look at this here. It's from 1991, and we're talking about self-written songs, songs that you are kind of composing and singing. So let's take a look at this headline first in Korean, and then we will switch it on over into English. Let's take a look. It says, 내가 만들어, 내가 부른다. 자작곡 전성시대. And so what that's talking about there, it says, I make it, I sing it. So that's that 내가 만들어, 내가 부른다. So 만들다 is the term we use for to make. As you guys might remember, I had covered 내가, that's talking about me. And so I make it, and then it says I sing it. And so 부르다 is kind of a word here we can use to sing. It also means to call. There's also 노래하다, 노래 부르다. These are kind of terms we use to sing here. So you usually use 노래를 부르다 to mean like to sing a song. But if you want to like call someone's name and use that call sense, you can say 친구를 부르다. And that's saying you're calling someone. Obviously, you are not singing your friend. So it can be both of those meanings there, sing or call. So I make it, I sing it. And then that second part there, we're talking about the golden age of self-written songs. And so when we talk about that golden age, or like, I guess you could say the best days of something, we're talking about 전성시대. 전성시대. So 시대, we're talking about that age, that period. And 전성시대, when you put that together, is that really great time, the best days. But it's this one word here that I want to focus on, these Chinese characters, the 자작곡. And so 자작곡 here is talking about self-written songs. As you guys might remember, we've talked about 곡 before. That's the term we use to talk about songs here, the Chinese character there. And these songs that are being written by singers themselves were becoming increasingly more popular back in 1991 when this came out. Apparently, among the top 10 songs that were on the hot sales chart at the time, 8 of those were composed and written by the singers here. Now, some of you may know these people and some of you may not, but I'm going to mention a few names here. There was Shin Seung-hoon, Kim Jong-jin, and Shin Hye-chul, who were kind of releasing their own songs since their debut, whereas other people like Yoon Sang and Kim Seung-ho, they were working as composers, but then they started their careers, as singers. And then finally, there was Cho Yong-pil. I love Cho Yong-pil. And Nahuna and Kim Jong-su, they were singers and they started to compose songs. So all these people kind of were getting on that whole 자작곡 kind of thing that was going on at the time. And the reason for this is a lot of singers were saying that they kind of know what they want to convey from the song and like what kind of way they want to sing it, the characteristics of it. It's kind of just that whole belief in, you know, like similar to, what do I want to say? Similar to that kind of thing of the Shinto Puri. If you guys know Shinto Puri, it's that belief that domestic products are the best. It's kind of that belief that my song should be sung by me. It was that whole feeling there. And they said it was often great to kind of write on their own experiences rather than a composer's, because you kind of feel that limitation that someone else wrote this song and there's that lack of connection there to it. There's only so far that they could get with it. So when they wrote about their own experiences and sang that, it had more meaning to them. And so a lot of them were making the argument that, you know, they've received a lot of musical education, they often listen to different forms of music, they definitely, a lot of them can play musical instruments, so that would certainly save money as well. There was a lot of benefits in terms to writing their own songs and singing it. And I would have to say, for me too, I definitely like those singer-songwriters. 혹시 여러분 테일러 스위프트 아세요? Do you guys know Taylor Swift. I'm sure a lot of people might be aware of her, but she is one of my favorite singer-songwriters, and I would say the reason I like her the most is because I felt like I could connect with her experiences because she wrote so powerfully about them that I could connect with what she was saying. So for me, that was kind of my favorite singer-songwriter. I don't think I'd ever want to tackle that job myself, but if anyone else is kind of interested in doing that, would you want to write your own songs too? And if you do, do you have a favorite self-composed song that kind of inspires you about that? Let me know. I'd love to hear from you guys. 네, 여러분, 자작곡 만들어 보고 싶은 생각이 있으신가요? 혹은 여러분이 제일 좋아하는 자작곡은 무엇인가요? Let me know. I'd love to hear your thoughts. But our next song here is by 신해철, and it's called 나에게 쓰는 편지. Headline Korean. That's right, everyone. You know what time it is. It is time for Headline Korean. And whether or not you guys are all aware of this or not, I'm going to take this headline and break it down for you, make it nice and easy, and give you those key words, those key phrases, kind of the key components that you need in order to understand what's going on in the news these days. So keep yourself updated with the latest issues in Korea by tuning into Headline Korean every day with me. Now, today's article is going to be about something that I am not the biggest fan of here. I don't think anybody is. It is about sunburns. 네, 오늘 기사의 내용은 일광 화상에 대한 내용이네요. So let's just kind of take this headline here. We'll read it off in Korean first, then we'll switch it over into English, and then we'll have a nice little chat about it. That sound good to you? Let's get to it. It says, 물놀이티, 뒷목이 따끔, 일광 화상, 피부 껍질, 벗기지 마세요. And what that's saying here, we're going to break this down because it's quite long here. It says, the back of my neck stings after playing in the water. So if you guys remember, we talked about 물놀이. And 물놀이 is that term we use for playing in the water, like water activities, having fun. And so it's saying after that, 물놀이티, the back of your neck, 뒷목이. 뒷목이, or the 뒷목이 is like the back, because 목 is the term for your neck, and so 뒤 is the back there. So the back of my neck stings. And that 따끔 is kind of the term we use to sting. 따끔하다. 따끔 is, you're usually talking about your skin. So I know whenever I get my blood drawn for my 건강검진, whenever I get my health check done, anytime they kind of do what's it, the needle goes in, they'll be like, 따끔! And I'm just like, it's so sweet and cute. She'll be like, 따끔! And I'm like, oh, okay, thank you. But when someone says something in a harsh way, you can also kind of use it that way. Like maybe their tone of voice is kind of harsh. You could say, 어, 따끔하게 혼냈다. Like the 혼냈다 is kind of to scold someone or say something in a harsh way there. So you can use this in a variety of ways. But here we're talking about stinging feeling. And that's because of that second part, this back part of the headline where we're talking about the 일광 화상. And so what that breaks down to is sunburn, because 일광 is the term for sunlight or some sort of rays from the sun here. And so if you wanted to use this in a different form, I guess the term for sunbathing is 일광욕. And so you can use it in that sort of way. But here we're talking about 일광 화상. And that's talking about the sunburn there, unfortunately, for your skin. And that's where we get that 피부 껍질. And so people, as you guys might know, we've talked about the skin and how, you know, there's different things like 피부과 for the dermatologist and 피부관리. We talked about that for, you know, all the different sort of ways to keep your skin nice and healthy. But here we're talking about skin peeling. And that's where that 껍질 comes in, 껍질. And it says here, do not peel your sunburnt skin. 피부 껍질 벗기지 마세요. It's saying don't do that. And that's because they're saying, you know, when you're outside in the water, you often don't realize you're getting a little sunburnt there. It's so nice and cool and you don't really feel it. And the sunburns kind of can take a little time to show up. But they say when it does, do not peel it off. Do not force it off. Apparently, these burns are caused by a UVB rays. So there's ultraviolet A and there's ultraviolet B. These are caused by the B rays. And apparently, they can sometimes take time to show up, you know, a few hours. And then after 3 to 8 days, this kind of 껍질 could fall off. And if it falls off naturally, that's great. Your skin will start to heal. But they said they really don't recommend you peeling it off at all. That's not good for your skin. And especially if you have blisters. Everyone do not try to mess with those blisters there. In fact, they said if you have a blister, it can be regarded as a second degree burn, which could require some medical attention. So definitely seek hospitalization and treatment if you have that. But they said for general sunburns, which as you guys remember is that 일광 화상, for those things, you have a couple of different treatments. Calm down that hot skin with some cold milk, cold water, you can put some ice bags on there, I guess. But definitely apply moisturizer there and leave it alone. Try not to irritate it too much because that you don't want it to get infected in any way. And I'm speaking from experience. I am the palest person on the planet. I'm pretty sure this paper and I are similar in color. So I'm speaking from experience. Do not peel them off here. But, you know, everyone has their own home remedies and things like that. So if you have a nice little remedy to share with me, please let me know. I'd love to hear that. And just let me know, do you have any stories about those sunburns? I'd love to hear about them. 네, 여러분, 일상 화상을 겪어보신 적 있으신가요? I'd love to hear about it. But now, let's take a listen to a very fitting song. This one here is called Burn, and it's by Usher.
But I understand why. See, it's burning me to hold on to this. I know this is something I gotta do, but that don't mean I want to. What I'm trying to say is that